We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi Beben Achim Shem Chaviyaka Bepitachos Leo. We're in Kalim Perigur Zion Mission of Av. Kabeitza Sha'amru. Beitza, the volume of a beitza, an egg volume, that's the measurement for Tamas Ochel. And let's say food becomes Tameh. In order to make something else Tameh, that Tameh food has to be the minimum size of a kabeitza. Kabeitza is also, let's say, the size, the minimum size of an estrog, according to Rabbi Yehuda in Masecha Sukkah. According to Rabbi Yehuda as well, it's the minimum amount of bread you have to have in order to bench. Rabbi Meir holds only a kezias. Also, the volume of an egg becomes the base measure for all volume measurements that we have. Midoraisa, say for example, a log, we speak about a log a lot, a rivius halog, a chatzi log. So a log is made up of six eggs, six beitzim. A kav is the volume of four log. A sa'ah is, we've had many times, is six kav. And an eifah is three sa'ah. So if you put that together, if a log is the volume of six eggs, that would mean a kav is 24 eggs. A sa'ah is 144 eggs. An eifah is 432 eggs. And we speak about an asiras ha'eifah, let's say the size of that, the amount of dough that you have to separate challah from. The omer was asiras ha'eifah. Who? How much is that? So 432 eggs is an eifah, that we mean a tenth of an eifah is 43.2 eggs. So Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe tells us how we can determine the exact measure of a medium-sized egg. It can't just estimate, as Rabbi Yossi will tell us in a moment, that we have the right to estimate. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, when it comes to a beitza, as opposed to a pomegranate, you don't see Rabbi Yehuda making a comment pomegranate. But when it comes to a beitza, here we say, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to determine it on your own to try to get the precise measure if you can. How so? Maybe gedolos to begdolos to ktanos to begtanos. You bring the largest egg you have and the smallest egg that you can find, and you put them in water. V'nosin l'soch hamayim. And then you do the displacement method. So the volume of a medium-sized egg, the egg bainus, the beitza bainus, which we're talking about, is half the difference between the volumes of the largest egg and the small egg. So how do you do this? So what do you do? Put the largest egg and the smallest egg into a cup that's full of water, and the amount of water that's displaced, that's the volume of both of those eggs together. Half of that volume, of course, is the egg that's a bainanus. Some mafarshim explain, when it comes to pomegranates, most of them are medium size. You don't have very, very large or very, very small. But when it comes to eggs, you do. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda has to tell us how to find an egg that's the precise measure of a middle size egg. Amar Rabbi Yossi, no, v'chimi modieni ezohi gedol v'ezu kitana. How are you going to figure out? This whole method only works if you can find the largest egg and the smallest egg. How do you know? Just because you're going to tell me that the egg that you found, oh, that must be the largest egg. How do you assume that's the largest egg or the smallest egg? As if this is a precise measure. Therefore, la kolfi dato shel roe, it all depends on the appearance. Whoever is estimating, examining it, you do it on your own. It's not necessary. So to understand this a little bit in greater detail, Rabbi Yossi agrees that Rabbi Yehuda obviously is giving us a more precise measure than just estimation. Nonetheless, there's no need to do that. Why is that so? Because midoraisa, when we got the Beitz Shir at Har Sinai, so we assume we can rely on estimating on your own. You don't have to do any precise measure. Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds that if we can, try to put in the effort to determine if you're the exact measure, or at least close to it, if you can. Rabbi Yossi says, since midoraisa anyway, there's an understanding, Mi Sinai, that the egg is just we can estimate the Benoni size egg, so therefore there's no need for us to put in any effort, extra effort, to try to determine a more precise measure. Perek Yuzayin, Mishnah Zayin, we move on to the grogeris, the dried fig. Ka grogeris shamu, lo gedola velo katana ela beinonis. That's also a beinonis dried fig. Dried fig is the minimum amount of hutzah you want to carry in order to be chayiv kares or skila on carrying on Shabbos. You have to carry out an item that's the size of a grogeris. Also the same thing with cooking. Several other things in Hilchos Shabbos are also the minimum size is a grogeris. Also when it comes to the halachos of Erev Chatzeros, so Shitufa Mivoos. In order to contribute for an Erev Chatzeros, so Shitufa Mivoos, we assuming you have 18 or fewer number of people, so it has to be the amount of food you contribute is equal to the volume of a dried fig. So that has obviously halachic significance as well. So then the Mishnah says something interesting though. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaGedola Sheb'Eretz Yisrael Hi HaBeiner Sheb'Amedinos. Rabbi Yehuda says the larger fig in Eretz Yisrael is actually a middle size fig in when it comes to other countries. So his point is that, let's say, opposed to other fruits, we can use the size of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, not when it comes to figs. When it comes to figs, you measure a middle size fig based on the volume of dried figs in Chutz La'aretz, in other countries, not in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to get the proper middle size because the figs in Eretz Yisrael are smaller. Some question whether this should, how could we understand the Mishnah? Well, the figs in Eretz Yisrael, those are the peros, one of the peros in the Shtabcha, but Eretz Yisrael, how could that be? In fact, the Gra changes the gears of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah should actually say, not HaGedola Shev Eretz Yisrael is equal to the Beinonis Shev Medinos, but rather HaKetana Shev Eretz Israel is equal to the Beinon Shem Medinos. Just the opposite. A small fig in Eretz Israel is equal to a Beinonis in other Medinos. So that's one way to understand the Mishnah is to change the Gersa. And others explain that maybe it has to do with the fact that it's a Grogeris. A Grogeris is already a dried fig. So it could be that when the figs are fresh, so they're not dried, so then the figs, in fact, in Eretz Yisrael are larger than other figs. Those are the peros, there's a lot of juice, a lot of sap, etc. But after they dry those, so they become actually smaller than the figs elsewhere, and that's why the Mishnah can say regarding the grogeris, specifically the dried fig, which becomes the shi'ur that we're discussing in the Mishnah, it's in fact, yes, the gedolah shebeis Yisrael is equal to the beinonis in the Medinos.